Good day, dear friends. Welcome to this, our Wednesday morning time to be together. Our morning live stream where you and I speak anent and regarding this absolutely critical story, this critical time that we enjoy right now. We're going to be talking almost, well, not almost, but pretty much exclusively regarding the Stormy Daniels testimony in the Trump trial. Before we begin, let me say, as I always do, that it is 181 days until the election. So while we talk about this and campus riots and the like, there are people who are hoping you look the other way and not notice what is happening, because critical to the development and the advancement of our civilization is that we keep things in order. So ladies and gentlemen, I say thank you so much for joining us. Please make sure you subscribe. Please make sure you are a part of this. Please make sure, dear friends, that you always pay close attention to what's happening. And as we celebrate the notion of free speech and freedom, and as we luxuriate and become ensconced in the percales of knowledge and juridical insight, which is what I provide, let's stop for a second and hear a great word from a great sponsor, our dear friend Mike Lindell from My Patriot Supply, promo code Lionel. It's time yet again, my friends, to hail and salute our great friends at MyPillow.com. And if you use promo code Lionel, you'll get a free gift. No purchase necessary. And yes, I know a free gift. It's a tautology, so sue me. But first, listen carefully. Check out their $25 extravaganzas. Premium My Pillows, Queen and King, My Pillow 2.0, My Pillow bed sheets, the lowest price ever. Sandals, slides, slippers, 6-piece towel sets, 4-pack dish towel sets. Simply and absolutely unbelievable. So go to mypillow.com/Lionel, mypillow.com promo code Lionel, or call 800-645-4965. And watch how fast Mike Lindell answers the phone. MyPillow.com, simply and absolutely the best. Ladies and gentlemen, what you are seeing right now regarding the trial of President Trump is what we saw in the case of election fraud, legally stealing the election. And what this is legally railroading the presumptive, certainly, I think, Republican nominee. That is exactly what this is. This is all about getting Trump into, and it is so obvious to everyone that it's not even worth mentioning. And it is being stated by everyone, up to and including the usual rapscallions from CNN and others. Even they see it. It's beyond horrible. And whenever you find somebody who did something, whenever you ask, whenever you look back on a crime or back on an event or back on fraud or back on whatever it is, you always have to ask yourself the question, how is it that these people, seemingly intelligent people, how is it that they could have been so stupid as to allow this to occur in the first place? How is that even possible? How does that work? How does Alvin Bragg and Colangelo and Biden's DOJ with ostensibly some of the greatest legal minds available today, how could they be so stupid as to be a part of something that is so bereft of, well, honor and relevance and the like? And the reason is very, very simple. The reason is simple. When you become involved in a political movement, when you become involved in a criminal enterprise, you sometimes get lost in it. And I'm not saying this is a criminal enterprise, but I'll give you this as an example. You know, whenever we look back on the old days of people like Bernie Madoff, how did Bernie Madoff do this? How did he think he was getting away with murder? How can somebody so smart? I don't know. because you get away with something for a long period of time. And this woke Democratic machine believes that it can do whatever it wants. And it believes that it doesn't have to pay attention. It doesn't have to pay attention or worry or focus on reality and the like. Now, yesterday, court is off today, resumes tomorrow. Judge Mershon takes Wednesdays off, not Fridays. Somebody suggested a while back that the reason for this was to provide or to, how do we say, make it difficult for Jews and Orthodox Jews to be able to sit on the trial, thinking that somehow maybe they might be more attuned to voting or seeing it his way. Now, there's no proof of this, but it was a very interesting argument that says, well, let's take off Wednesdays. So if anybody is religious and has to enjoy the Sabbath, protocols regarding sundown, anon work, and et cetera, on Fridays, maybe, but there was no proof of that whatsoever. So let's go through a couple of things here. In 2017, now follow this at home. In 2017, this indictment basically was alleged to have occurred, this charging. In 2017, this is something which you have to understand how this thing works. This is the most fascinating thing. The criminal case alleges that in 2017, Trump's business records were, in essence, falsified regarding a non-disclosure agreement. Understand what this is. That was executed in 2016. Okay. Judge Juan Mershon has basically allowed the progressive, democratic, radical left, woke, democratic, DA, Alvin Bragg's office to elicit testimony and to hear testimony from a porn star. Translation, a trollop, a meretrix, a virago, a harpy, a shrew, this I'm sorry, skank, skeeve. I have absolutely no respect for somebody who sells their life, their soul, their body, their... I'm sorry. I am... And somebody who actually prostitutes in the true sense. Prostitutes, a lot of times people on the street are actually involved in human trafficking. And they do things because of debt, bondage, and a variety of other things. But this is a different story. So she decides that she is going to testify to this. She also claims that in 2011, 5 years prior to this, 6 years to this criminal, whatever, that she was threatened in a parking lot. Remember that story? That what this has to do with anything, I haven't the foggiest idea, but she says she was threatened in a parking lot. And nobody knows kind of what that's about or why that's about. But in any event, she says she was threatened. And she said somehow this was, you know, this was terrible. She also says she didn't report it to the police. She claims that some unknown man warned her, basically told her, if you know what's good for you, to stop telling the story about some sexual encounter that she was telling everybody that she had had with Trump in 2006. So 5 years later, she's threatened. She says that the threat that was made apparently happened after she had been involved in some In Touch magazine or something along those lines regarding this. Now, she didn't say that Trump did this. She didn't say it was a Trump threat. She didn't say any of that stuff. She never said that. But because the judge allowed it in, makes people say, wait a minute. Just like letting in testimony about Michael Cohen's election fraud, election law fraud, implies that, well, his lawyer, Trump's lawyer, was convicted of some election thing. So maybe that's it. They're throwing everything they can to obfuscate the fact, to make the jury think something that it is not. That's exactly what we're talking about. It's the most incredible thing anybody's ever seen. This is actually happening in our courts. Raul Rodriguez says, if the Trump case ends in a mistrial, what's next? They're going to retry it. Thank you for that. They retry it. Most probably goes back to the judge who says, okay, Alvin, what do you want to do? You want to do it again? Let's tee it up again. It's going to lose a lot of its bite because this is all being done prior to the election. Remember, why do I tell you? As we speak right now, as we speak, it's actually, remember this, 181 days. It's 6 months. That's what all this is about. So consequently, if there's a mistrial, well, if there's a mistrial, we got a problem. The problem is going to be that the whole reason they're being, nobody cares about this case. So to answer your question, there's a mistrial. Jeopardy does not attach. They get to do it again. You can claim all kinds of reasons for mistrial. A whole slew of them. An idiot. So that's that. They also interviewed, we understand, that their tryst was in 2006. They even introduced the art of the deal, which was in 1987. I mean, I don't know what they're doing. So you have this wonderful case. You have two women who are doing the prosecute. Two women who are doing the testimony of Stormy Daniels. Two women. And as I said before to you, and maybe you don't particularly want to know this, but as I said to you, very, very simply, that women, I believe, Susan Hoffinger is the prosecutor, the prosecutrix. Susan Hoffinger was leading her through this. And then later, after that, then came time for cross-examination. Now, let me just explain a few things, too, which is important that we grab this, that we understand this, and that you have a good feel about it, okay? Susan Necheles, N-E-C-H-E-L-E-S, I believe I'm saying it correctly. In any event, Necheles, she's the defense lawyer. Now, it works like this. When you have your case in chief, you are the prosecutor. The prosecutor goes first. The prosecutor goes through all of the facts that they have to prove. Where this occurred, the dates, the times, the venue, the elements, the parties, all of the stuff that you have to put on. Can you identify the person? Yes. Is that Donald Trump? Yes. Did he sign the NDA? Yes. Is this the NDA? Yes. Did you? All of that stuff. And you do that through direct examination. Direct examination is always open questions. Who, what, when, where, why? Simple question. What happened? Did you know Donald Trump? Did Donald Trump say? Yes. Do you see Donald Trump in the court today? Yes. Would you point him out, please? Let the record reflect. The defendant has been identified. The record will so reflect. What day did this happen? Did all of this occur in Manhattan, New York County? Yeah. You have to establish venue. Because after all, Alvin Bragg's jurisdiction is in New York County. And you get done with Stormy Daniels, okay? During direct examination, you cannot ask leading questions. Leading questions are those questions which suggest the answer. They're very direct. Isn't it true that you never reported this? Isn't it a fact, Ms. Clifford, that you had this event in 2006? Isn't it a fact? Isn't it true that you told people repeatedly you were not, you did not have sex? You even signed statements that said that. Isn't it true that now you come into court and you say, yeah, but I changed my mind? Isn't it true that the reason why you lied was because you said, well, I was afraid at the time? Though you went on TV, you went on The View, you went here, you went there, and you say, isn't it true, Miss Daniels, Miss Clifford, that you said, I'm not in it for the money, but you took a check for $130,000. Isn't it true that that's leading questions? And you can only do that on cross-examination, and you can only cross-examine the other side's witness. Why? Because they're usually not able to help you. They're usually not able to help you. They're not able to assist you. They're not able to they're not on your side. So consequently, we got to give you a little bit of a boost, and we'll allow you to ask leading questions. And if you don't, and why lawyers don't, I have no idea. Why lawyers even cross-examine, for the most part, I have no idea. Normally, I always say, most of the witnesses don't cross-examine them. They do you no good. Get them off the stand. Don't let them clarify what they've said. Don't let them fix things up. Don't let them come along later and say, you know, I'm glad I got the chance. See, what I meant to say, no, no, get them off. And then during closing, you destroy them. Did you hear what he said? He said this. He didn't say that. You don't. Lawyers feel like there's this duty, like you have to cross-examine. Now, Stormy Daniels, it's a different story. This is the reason why they propped her up, because they wanted you to understand the idea that she is the person who reminds you that Donald Trump is a skeeve. He's a slimy, extramarital. And how this matters, I have no idea. Who doesn't know that he is not the paragon of purity? Who does not know that he has had his own little breaks from his marriage? How many people in the jury box themselves have not had something similar to this? They know an opportunist, and women know it more than men. I'm sorry. Please don't take this the wrong way. Please don't think I'm being sexist. But if you don't know the difference between men and women, I don't know what to help. I can't help you. I can't help you. I cannot help you. This is a woman who is such a liar, and she's there for no purposes other than to go into detail. And the judge, after he allows this testimony, by the way, the only thing he agreed with, he says, we're not going to mention statements about President Trump's genitalia. You know, mushroom-like. Yeah, it's too bad. President Trump, can you describe her genitalia? You ever been to the Grand Canyon, President Trump? You ever been to the Holland Tunnel? You ever been to the Lincoln Tunnel? But then again, he said, I never had sex with her, so. By the way, Trump cannot take the stand. He's not taking the stand. Not taking the stand. Don't even think about this. Why the hell did you pay her $130,000? For what? You didn't have sex with her. Yeah, but she's, you know. So that's bullshit. We know it. Everybody knows it. See, Trump is not an angel. We all know this. We don't care. We want him elected. We're not electing an angel. So in any event, she basically comes up with a story. It just doesn't make any sense. She just figured, I'll come in there. And they said, you hate her, don't you? You hate him. You hate him. They're talking about the missionary. He has Old Spice. Old Spice. Kind of like that. Remember that? Throw Old Spice. Menon skin bracer. How about British Sterling? That's always a good one. So there you go. There he is. Now, how do the jurors feel about this? Well, I can give you all the possibilities. One, jurors could say, we hate her, we hate the case, we hate the state, and we're going to find this man not guilty, come hell or high water, no matter what it takes. That's what we're going to do. Okay, fine. I don't think that's going to happen, but that's one thing they could do. Number two, they could say, wow, this is terrible. We hate her. We hate everybody. But our case is dealing with a 2017 matter of a falsified business record where he claimed that this evidence or this information was basically a business legal expense versus reimbursement. That's what this is about. And because of that, they might say, we don't know really anything about this. The issue has nothing to do with it. So even though we think it's tawdry and skanky and skeevy and horrible, we don't care about this because of the fact that this has nothing to do with it. Consequently, we're going to find him guilty nonetheless. Or maybe it takes one person to say, F you all. You took me away from my family. You put me in the middle of this stuff. I don't know if there's some crazy, wokey, MAGA loon. There's people out there fighting in the streets. There's all kinds of horrors. And you took me away from my job and my family for this piece of shit. That's what you did. I know exactly what you're doing. And I may not have liked Donald Trump. And he may not. This is ridiculous. We can see right through what you're doing. That also could be the case. We don't know. So when you hear all these experts on CNN saying this stuff, they don't know anything. You don't know what these people are going to be like. All CNN says, we need you to come on our show. We will pay you, maybe, as a contributor. Say something worthwhile that will get us people watching. Say something funny. Say something outrageous. Something obstreperous. Say something contumacious. Whatever it is, just say it. That's what we want. We want you to come in and say something. There has been some great testimony, but it gets a little wonky, sort of. Jonathan Turley's okay. I think the best is Andy McCarthy. Without a doubt, the best. If you're into legal, he gives you citations. He's the best. Jonathan Turley, they have him on with that show, Greg Gutbucket and Janine Pirro. I get physically ill when I watch. I can't watch it. It's on my YouTube. It's like I see that Janine Pirro say, please, I know what you're going to say. And I'm not telling you something because I love Trump. And I'm not trying to give you the conservative line. You know better than that. I'm trying to tell you the truth of what happened. I'm trying to tell you what this thing means. I'm trying to tell you the horrors of what's going on right now. And this case in particular, aside from the fact that nobody can figure out what exactly it is, aside from the fact that we can't figure out what exactly he did that was wrong, aside from the fact that there is nothing wrong with or against the law regarding an NDA or a non-disclosure agreement, despite all of that nonsense, there's nothing that, and I'm not saying that because I think Trump's a great guy. I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong. She signed a non-disclosure agreement. She signed it. Everybody signed it. She took hush money. What do you think this is? She lies so much she doesn't know. Why didn't you call the cops? Well, let me tell you something. Ask yourself this question. Any moms out there? If you had somebody threaten you and your family, you wouldn't call the police? You wouldn't call the police? Oh, and most importantly, would you continue? Would you continue with this lunacy? Would you continue with this lunacy? This is important. If you thought, I'm risking my family. I don't know. No, this woman is a prostitute. I'm sorry, and that's a terrible term, but she does it literally, actually, figuratively. Anything, the bottom line. And you know what? I can't find fault with people, you know, trying to make a buck. That's okay. But she'll lie. She said she didn't have sex. Then she did have sex. And then, let me tell you something right now. let's talk about this. How about women? Let me ask you a question. And I'm going to ask you, I'm going to say something to you, which is, you think there's a lot of men out there who take kindly to a woman making fun of his genitals? She wants to meet him. She tries to meet him. Everybody knows it. We know the story. It was a golf thing. She said to her agent or manager, I don't really want to meet him. Well, it could help. Okay. She goes to his room. This isn't rape. Nobody's alleging that. Women, if you go to a man's room at a hotel, Donald Trump, and he's wearing whatever it is, and you don't say, excuse me, we got this all wrong. I thought we were going to have a business meeting. First of all, if you're that stupid, if you want me to believe that, that's fine. And there's nothing wrong with you going up and wanting to have sex. A man can do it. Why shouldn't you? I dig it. Okay, fine. No problem. That's the way that works. But then you're going to do it consensually, and you're going to make fun of his mushroom-like mingune, his minkia, his schwanz, his cheddo. I mean, come on. How do you like that, guys? Huh? She basically goes up, uses him for all, gets 130 grand, and then makes fun of him? Let's talk about your look, shall we? You want to do that, Stormy? You want to talk about your weight? You want to talk about your looks? When I talk about it, she went berserk when he called her horse face. Went crazy. But she called, this is the evidence. This is, and by the way, if anybody should know about genitals, it's this one. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but this woman has professionally. She was, what, 27 at the time? I think she was like 27. He was 60. Okay? I don't know how old she is now. Well, he's 60. Well, put it this way. He's 77. So she's about, what, 40? No. Yeah, 45. Whatever. I don't know. Have you ever met somebody who's had thousands and thousands of not only, not sex partners, but like a machine where she's been a part of like a train. She's a performance actress. You ever seen that before? That's what it looks like right there. So she should know. She should know. And she did it not for love, not for concupiscence, not for arousal, but for money. And she claims, well, you know, we get changed for STD. And then she says, well, you know, he wasn't wearing a condom. What the hell difference does that make? You went along with that yourself. I don't understand. What does this have to do with the business records, fraudulent entry? What is going on? And this judge is, any other judge would have said, no way. No, 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 no. If this isn't prejudicial, nothing is. If this isn't 403 material, nothing is. If this is, and by the way, I think I told you this before, which is very critical. The information which most people talk about, and what's critical to note, is that it is possible to exclude evidence when its probative value is outweighed, not likely or substantially, but outweighed by unfair prejudice, confusion, misleading the jury, cumulative evidence, wasting time, blah, blah, blah. If this isn't it, I have no idea. How is Mershon going to explain to an appellate court? What were you doing allowing this in? What were you doing? What possibly, tell me, judge, this is almost, I don't want to say criminal, but what does this have to do with a documents case? What? The country has no faith whatsoever in the judicial system. None. None. The country has no, and Trump supporters are saying left and right. Look at Rudy, what they're doing to Rudy Giuliani, what they did to Sidney Powell, what they did to the Kraken, what they're doing with Fannie Willis and that nincompoop Wade, all these folks. You've got Letitia James, Engeron, and then you've got this Jack Smith who basically is falsifying and playing footsie and fancy with these records. They continue that one indefinitely. The American public is just disgusted. And now you do this? And most people will say, look, I don't know the first thing about evidence or whatever, but what? What the hell does this? And let me tell you something right now. Believe me when I say this. Nobody respects a skank. Let's call it. We have words in our vocabulary. Slut, this. Somebody who basically, who sells their soul, who has no morals, a debauched, fallen woman. It's been around for biblical times. You know this. And then comes across like this and claims to be a victim who made money. By the way, little did we know, she tried to sue him. She lost, had to pay his legal fees of $300K. She says, I'm not going to pay that orange turd. I mean, this, the lowest rent possible. And who does she have? She gets Avenatti, who can't stand her as well. This is disgusting. This is why people hate the criminal justice system. This is why people hate the criminal justice system. Stand by for a second, dear friends. I'm going to talk to you about something which is critical right now, and I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. They call it food insecurity. They call it famine. They call it whatever it is. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. And now is the time for you to pay attention. And go to preparewithlionel.com and look at something that can not only make things better, but I know this may sound exaggerated, but it's not, may save your life. It's no longer a question of if something catastrophic is coming, it's when. And while you still have control, still have time, what are you going to do about it now to prepare? Your first step is going to my website at preparewithlionel.com, preparewithlionel.com. Your next step is stocking up on multiple four-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply. And for a limited time, take $50 off a four-week emergency food supply. My Patriot Supply is equipped to help you prepare. They've helped over 2 million families already. These four-week kits with Ready Hour Foods provide over 2,000 calories every day, 16 varieties, 25-year shelf life, breakfast, lunches, dinners, snacks, drinks, and they're sealed inside 2 31-pound rugged waterproof buckets, and they last up to 25 years in storage. Take advantage right now, my friend, and go to preparewithlionel.com. That's preparewithlionel.com. Now, where does this go ultimately? Let's look at this very carefully. What's going to happen to President Trump? They're going to convict him. They're going to convict him. They're going to convict him of this case. It's pretty seemingly straightforward. It may or may not have anything to do with Stormy Daniels. That's just to hurt him politically. They want him to be a convicted felon. And I wouldn't be surprised if somebody told Mershon, whoever's the first judge, whoever's the first person, we're not putting it in writing, but can you say federal judge, district judge, huh? In the next one that opens up, you're going to be it. U.S. attorney, governor. These people are, and your question is this. He has strong political connections. True. His daughter was some type of participant in the Democratic world. Okay, does that mean anything? No. Look, they do this all the time. Well, you know, Neil Gorsuch, that's a Trump appointee. Well, Kavanaugh, that's a Trump appointee. You know, we do it all the time. Well, that's an Obama appointee. Well, you know, that's a Biden appointee. We always imagine that everybody is, by virtue of their position, they're going to skew things. I would venture to say that most people, if they looked at Judge Mershon's record, his demeanor, and I don't have access to it, I would bet you anything they say, he's a good judge, straightforward. He's in Manhattan, as we say. This is the Democratic, the People's Republic of Manhattan. This is a, I don't know what the word is for you, but They're all Democrats. Everybody. They were appointed not because of their right-wing tendencies, but because of their left-wing bona fides. Get over it. That's a part of our life. That's a part of our world. I don't know why that would even remotely mean anything to anybody. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. Do you hear what I'm saying? Good. It doesn't matter. But in this case, don't think for a moment that Judge Mershon is going to somehow go down in history as that imbecile judge who allowed this Stormy Daniels. No. There's great leeway. Let me remind you of what they just did. What they just did to Harvey Weinstein. Let me tell you what they did to Harvey Weinstein. Now, people don't like Harvey Weinstein because, oh, by the way, he's another one too. They talked about his genitals. We love to talk about people's genitals. It's this weird thing. We love this. Now, sometimes genitals are important. And the reason why is simply, for example, identification. In the case of Michael Jackson, he had either vitiligo or he had, oh, in the case of of Bill Clinton, he had Peyronie syndrome, where the corpus cavernosa are either calcified or causing the penis to bend in a particular way or to have a unique twist or bend. That's called Peyronie syndrome. That might be relevant. But other than that, just to make fun of people, no. Sparky says Trump appointees are actually McConnell appointees. Well, you know, it's funny you say that. And that's an excellent point because McConnell basically was the, dare I say, the cat's paw of the Federalist Society. And they had made these decisions. They had a list of all of these people. And Trump basically said, okay, I'll just give me your list. And that's kind of sort of what it's done anyway. They don't know half the time. Look at the lunatics Biden has provided. Now, you know, who is it? John Kennedy has this. I love the way he sits, or he said pause before he testifies. He says, "That's as big as Dallas." That's his big expression. And he loves to go through the Biden appointees or nominees. He says, "Did you?" And I love the way he curses. "Am I an effing idiot?" He of course spelled it out. Remember when he read that portion from some gay S&M something or other? Did you hear? Children's books, but it was right. But it was what amounted to these very explicit, but he read it and it was both comical and disgusting and horrifying. Or all simultaneously. He also was the one, Sparky O loved this. He says, I am a fan of Israel. I hate Putin. Oh, he made his bona fides known. Oh, did you hear that? I'm a fan. Are you a fan of this country and our Constitution? I hope so. We'll get to that, by the way. The United States, our news does this. Hey, more college riots. And those people weren't even members of the college. The rest of the world is saying, hey, look, the United States is maybe finally getting around to understanding what's happening in Israel. It's just in our complete and total detachment from what's going on is without peer. That is all I will tell you. In any event, dear friends, today it is off. Today it is off. There is no court today. And that's a very important thing and very, very critical. There is no court today. Picks up again tomorrow. And Stormy will be taking the stand. Now, is it possible for them to coach Stormy? Well, not really. You can't coach her by telling her what she's going to say, but you can do a variety of things that perhaps maybe to explain the summaries of this is what we're going to be asking, this is what you can expect. But as far as coaching goes, no. But there is coaching. I don't care what you want to call it. It's coaching. They're going to ask you this. You're going to say this. But not do what we say. This is to give you an idea of what's going on. Stormy Daniels, after this is done, is through. She is going to be used yet again at the end of this. And she's going to realize that her entire life has been nothing but being used. Used and compromised. And she'll tell you, oh, no, no, I use them. Okay, Stormy. Okay. She has a daughter, I think. She talked about how she went to the gym. She was at the gym for a mother-daughter workout. Imagine this is your mother. Imagine that. Imagine. And there's Stormy with that look. And I don't. Now, McDougal, of course, is nowhere to be found. She was caught and killed, theoretically, by the pecker, by the National Enquirer. But when you see Stormy Daniels, what do you think? Did you see when she tried to? Now, if anybody even advised her, what are you going to wear? How are you going to look? They can't make her look like a school marm or an assistant principal, but they gave her the glasses. You notice that? The glasses always give you that. Remember that woman who was Blasey Ford? Remember the one with Kavanaugh? And her glasses were all dirty and like filmy. Remember that when they would get real close and you say, how does she even see through that? It's terrible to say this, but these are the people, and you will be watched carefully. They're going to be looking at everything. They said, did you hear when somebody said her blonde and black streaked hair? What does that mean? Why are they getting into that? Listen, you can't make fun. You can't get down on her for making fun of Trump by you making fun of her. Well, that goes for them. We can make fun of her all we want. Sparky says, when I refer to outside agitators, I mean law enforcement and their minions, not pro-Palestinian protesters like the MSM means. What they mean. No, what they mean, Sparky, and by the way, thank you. I think what people mean is subject to the effect, almost like Antifa, almost like people who really don't believe in this. People who are meant either A, to just cause problems, or people who are pro-Palestinian and violent who believe in this. It's different. The idea is that for some reason, and as you know this, it's been stated that, well, only campus or students can protest in this. Well, yeah, but people in the street, well, yeah, but they don't even go to school there. Meaning that whatever the protest is, it's not legitimate. It's not valid. It's not sincere. That these people have no interest whatsoever in any of this. That's what they believe. That's the take of this thing. Now, I've got to say something to you, and this is important. Sparky, as you know, and most people, I'm glad you brought this up. Rule number one, Americans don't know anything about what's happening in Israel. Nothing. They don't know. If they watch, they watch Fox or they watch Newsmax, whatever it is. They believe that everybody is anti-Semitic. That this is about anti-Semitism. That the reason why people are pro-Palestinian is not that they're pro-Palestinian, but they're anti-Jewish or anti-Israeli, which is now construed somehow as being anti-Semitic. Yesterday, there was a story of a swastika they found at a laundry or something. Reminded me of that. Who was that guy? Dusty, or whatever. They found a noose. It was a little noose on a garage from NASCAR or something. And it was a handle that was used to pull down a garage door. But they called it a noose. Well, it was sort of a noose, but it's real tiny. And I said at the time, well, so what? And they said, yeah, but that's a noose. Well, all right, assume it is. So what? So what? Thank you, Zully G. Appreciate it, Zully. So if somebody says, we found a swastika, it's like, okay, so what? I mean, that's not good, but so, well, so what? What are we supposed to do? I mean, seriously, what are you supposed to do? What? Evacuate the city? I don't understand. I don't think anybody, I don't know. I've met a lot of people. And I might have met an anti-Semite or two, but I've never met a real Nazi. I've never met them. And consequently, a lot of times when people use this, a lot, it's either A, complete bogus, it's a agent provocateur or false flag. B, it is used by a child or some idiot who doesn't understand. Or C, somebody who's trying to bring up every now and then this white nationalist, white supremacist something or other. You always hear about these people. Kind of like Maxine Waters said, when they're going to come down from the hills. Did you hear that? These MAGA people are in the hills. They're practicing in the hills like hillbillies. I have told, ask more people, do you know what's going to happen regarding Rafa? Do you know what's going to happen? Do you know where we are? Americans have absolutely no clue whatsoever. Stormy Daniels, they know a little bit about. Why? Because it's sex. They don't even understand the relevance of this. They go, well, what difference does the sex mean? I don't know, but just because it's easy. You don't need a map. You don't need a globe. You don't need to know anything about history, the Nakba, UN. No. This is easy. Skank, skeeve, trollop, Donald Trump, hotel room, got it. That's all they care about. That's all they care about. You see what I'm saying? I'm telling you, that's all they care about. That's where Americans are. That is where Americans are. Sparky says, Bubba Wallace, even NASCAR officials sold out to the establishment. Remember, they found out it was just, it never even happened. It never even, there was a, it was the noose was a loose, a lasso or a cord to close a garage. But they were so fast. It kind of, Spanky is a little bit Sparky, rather, or Spanky as I call it. It's like the Juicy Smell It. Remember that one? Remember that word? Juicy Smell It. By the way, here is the information. This is Mrs. L's YouTube. Follow this case. Follow this YouTube. Some of the best stories ever. There's some stuff coming up that she is going to lay out for you that you're not going to believe about, what's it, Call for Freedom or Sound of Freedom, Andrew Tate, where this one, how people ever bought into this guy, I will never know. Never, ever, ever, ever. This is where I think one of the reasons why people like Tucker Carlson just, what are you, nuts? There's so many great people out there. Not this one. Do you not understand what's happening? See, but nobody likes to know the truth. Remember this. Nobody wants to hear the truth. Nobody. The truth is what gets you in trouble. Nobody. Nobody wants to hear the truth. Nobody. And by the way, let me go back to what's going on. I say this again. Harvey Weinstein was railroaded. And if Harvey Weinstein's New York case falls, his California case falls too because of the use of prior bad acts, extraneous evidence that has nothing to do but to show criminal propensity, and it is patently and obviously unconstitutional and reversible error. Now, that doesn't mean you like Harvey Weinstein. That doesn't mean you think he's a great guy. It means that he deserves a fair trial. So does Trump. So did Bill Clinton. So did everybody. Everybody deserves a fair trial. That's simple. That's simple. So we'll see what's happening with that. So dear friends, remember, one more time, Follow Mrs. L right there. It is in. Believe me when I'm telling you. There are people who aren't following this, and they should. Sparky, I want to thank you. Zully G, thank you. Pilgrim Media. Oh, by the way, excuse me, I missed you, Pil. You said the fix is in for all of it. Oldest profession. When you say the fix, I am telling you right now, there are no monies being exchanged. There is nothing as far as money being exchanged. I promise you. It is plain old, old-fashioned, just influence and politics. That's all. Nothing illegal. Improper, perhaps. Reversible error, perhaps. But here's the thing that I'm afraid of. Somebody may very well say, and I mean this, they might say something to the effect of, well, that was terrible what he did. That's terrible what Bragg did. Mershon made a big mistake. But you know what? That really had nothing to do with the case. There was overwhelming evidence of his guilt as far as the documents go. So you know what? We're just going to look the other way. But you're right. Don't do that again. And they're going to sever the two. Because I'm telling you, they're going to find President Trump guilty of this. Now, on appeal, years later, after it counts, I don't know. Who knows? What he has to, the best thing too is keep Alina Haba out of that courtroom. Keep her out. I like his team. I like the way they're doing it. Keep her out of it. Thank God Joe Tapioca's out of there too. Let's get real lawyers who know how to convey the idea of sobriety and not, hey, look at how hot I am. Hey, look, there's Hope Hicks. And thank God they're not talking about this Margot Martin. Get rid of her. What is the matter with these people? All right, dear friends, you have a great and a glorious day. Make sure you're subscribed. I'm going to be putting up some new videos later. Make sure you're subscribed right now to Lionel Nation. Make sure you double check. Hit that little bell to be notified of live streams and new videos and always like them. Okay? All right, friends. Have a great and a glorious day. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Thank you so much for your help and your love and your support and all of that stuff. I mean that sincerely. See you later today at 7. New videos coming in the meantime. But don't forget, until then, remember, the monkey's dead. The show's over. Sue ya. Da-da.